Oh, the guy who edits this one newsletter that published Peter Vak just followed me. Hey. Well, let me just give him a quick follow back.
Oh my God.
Let me just click that follow button really quickly.
You're going to hell. I haven't had like 1 second to myself in like months.
Me neither. Me neither. It's like either I'm alone and thinking about Dom,
Oh my God.
or I'm with you recording,
I'm just never
or
alone.
I'm in Dime Square, but not I'm not in Dime Square. I'm in Dime Square mentally. I'm like hanging out with Peter Vak, but like in my bedroom, in my head.
So you're like back in 2020.
Sorry, guys. I'm just thinking the worst things I can say, okay? You want to talk about this? Okay, so basically,
No.
me and Samira went to New York recently, right? And we hung out with some friends who we've made through the podcast. And it was the best time ever. I was so happy. I was like, I think that I need to get here and stay here because I can't go back there to Philly. Like to Philly. And
I was
yeah.
happy too.
But we were just talking because we were in the process of trying to get a deeper understanding of what Remelia is.
I hate this.
And
Okay, well, basically, to give context, we have a friend in Philly.
and he works there, and he
Yeah.
said, "Now you do the next
No,
part." See,
you go.
it's like we go back and forth.
No, go say what you're gonna say.
He told me, he said, "They really want people to write hit pieces about him." And he said, "I should write a hit piece." And I said, "What does that mean? You want me to write a hit piece about this? Okay, interesting." And I kind of vaguely knew what it was before, but I just didn't have the energy to find out really. And then I started realizing that everything in New York seems to be intertwined with it, or at least was at a time or whatever. Just like the whole downtown, yeah, that stuff. I'm sorry. Okay. What are you gonna say? That's the thing about he's a guy I trust,
He
typically.
wanted you to write a hit piece
He's
on.
typically a guy I trust. But he also, like, I was like, wait, so I'm confused. How do you work for, because I thought he was a leftist, right? And I'm like, I'm confused. How do you work for this company if you have conflicting views? Like, how do you feel about that? And he's like, no, my views totally align. And I was like, oh, really? And then he was just saying how he's like new
But what
internet
are their views?
pilled. Like, it's just like the anti-censorship. But then I think there's something deeper underneath it that I don't think I can understand because I don't really understand crypto that much.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is you, anti-censorship isn't really like a political view.
Yeah, but it's like hand in hand with just like being like the schizo posting stuff. It's which is essentially what they're encouraging people to do is. Everyone, I feel like everyone, if you're listening to this, you probably know what a Remelia is. And I feel like if we explain it, that'll make me kill myself, but we'll explain it. Samira, can you do it? I can't.
They all know.
No, but they might not. Well, that's the thing is people in Philly, they don't know what Remelia is. That let me tell
No,
you that. Let
they
me tell you
don't.
that people in Philly, maybe Gavin does. Gavin, if you're listening to this and you know what Remelia is, I'm really sorry for
Hey,
offending you.
Gavin.
Hey Gavin, we
We
miss you. Hi,
know you're
hi.
watching this. Can we just talk about Gavin for this whole
Wait,
episode?
yeah, okay. What if, maybe we should sidebar about Gavin. Do you have anything important to say about him or?
Do you?
Well, he dresses like Dan Humphrey from The Gossip Girl.
And we love it every day. And he's like our guy friend.
Yeah, he's our new guy friend right now. We kind of
But
cycled him out, but Johnny
that's,
isn't really a guy.
yeah, but Gavin also isn't really a guy,
Oh,
apparently.
yes, he is.
Were you at breakfast?
I was at breakfast.
So basically, Remelia.
We went to a reading and a party. And at the reading, we were just like, hey, talking to our friend whose boyfriend is crypto adjacent. And she was just like saying, like, don't. talk about it. She was like, don't, probably don't talk about it. And we were just like, but why? And I think it's just because everyone's like, oh, the Romelia, like, people on Twitter are like fucking like crazy and like we'll just like attack and stuff. But like, come on, guys, we killed Liam Payne. I think that we like, I don't think we need to be afraid of people attacking us on the internet anymore.
Vivi took us to a house party that her friends were throwing, and we were like asking her friends about Romelia,
And I felt
basically.
like a damn idiot, okay? Because I hate feeling like I don't know things,
Yeah.
especially in New York. I do not want to seem like I don't know things in New York. And it really bothered me that these men on Twitter knew more than I did. I was like
They
really
knew a
bothered.
lot.
They knew a
They
lot of
knew a
things.
lot.
That's what you don't realize about New York is they know everything and people in Philly are fucking dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
Sorry, not true. Oh my God, I'm just being crazy today.
I'm gonna like kill myself, actually.
See, we've like both changed a lot in this
I
recording
need to like
dynamic.
recenter myself. I think I'm just like getting like very easily pissed off. I'm in a very hateful mood lately.
Yeah, I know,
Everything
I can
hates.
feel it. Are you on your
Well,
meds?
yes, you can't ask people that, first of all.
I love everyone no matter what I say or write or do or say that's hateful.
You love Hitler?
Yeah.
No. So
Oh, would you want me to
basically,
say? No, I don't love Hitler. Why would I love Hitler? Because Hitler did something bad. Okay. I'm Jewish, just so everyone knows that. Anyways, but that's basically a summary. That's what the people in Romelia do, act like.
what? Do what?
Basically, no, that's like what I just said is kind of a good.
They love everyone.
They no. They just like to fuck with people. And honestly, let me say that I'm not against that agenda.
My thing is that Romelia is like, it's just like school shooters. Like, that's how I view it.
No. I mean, maybe. I don't think it's school shooters, though. I mean,
It's
low-key,
giving school shooters.
it's like people who are too scared to be a school shooter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but it's that vibe of people, like people on 4chan, people on Tumblr.
I have a lot of great friends who are on 4chan and they're fun people. Michael was
Like,
on 4chan and look how he turned out.
Michael's seen some. Michael just like literally like did like 100 lines of coke in one night and got kicked out of a trap house.
Yeah, but he doesn't normally do that. So it's
Yeah,
just
because he
one.
got like kicked out of a trap house, so now he can't do it anymore.
No, but he never. Okay.
I know, I just saw that.
She hooked up with his
Who?
friend. Oh, no way. We just got the fucking a crazy
I
reveal.
knew that it was gonna be,
Just so
oh
you
my
guys
God.
know that we just had the craziest reveal ever of someone who's hooked up with somebody in our damn DMs. So,
Yeah.
just so you know. And I don't want you guys thinking, oh, we're talk of the towning right now, because guess what? This is beyond your guys' fucking belief.
Yeah, this isn't like fucking anyone
This
in
isn't your little
Prill.
friend in West Philly. This isn't
Yeah.
your this isn't a the
Yeah.
drummer in Prill, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about fucking A-listers.
We're talking about people with the K, with the life-affirming K, as Betsy Brown would say.
Yes. Okay, anyway,
So
so
my thing with
Romelia.
Romelia is that I feel like it's
Can
people who are too scared, who are too pussy to be school shooters.
you just give a summary? Because I know
I'm
my mom's listening
trying.
to this, and my mom's gonna be really confused by
I'm
what Romelia
trying, but you
is.
won't let me. You keep
Okay, just give a
interrupting
quick
me.
summary. I'll stop talking right now.
Ugh. Okay. So basically, there was like this thing that was like an NFT maker, whatever, a generator, NFT generator, anime generator. And
One day they decided to make an anime generator and they put it on the internet. People paid
Brittany,
for
what's an
it.
NFT?
The tradable.
It's token, first of all. Last word's token. It's this thing that's kind of like an art scene movement, whatever thing that's associated with downtown New York and crypto and NFTs and blah, Bitcoin, blah, blah, tech, blah. And it has to do with the new internet because that's like what the new internet is about also.
Can you explain the new internet for people?
Yeah. The new internet is what we're living in today. It's basically there were three phases. Can you like put up like pop-ups as I talk?
I'll do it with my hands.
Okay. There were three phases of the internet. The first phase was
Wait,
web.
do it again.
There were three phases of the internet. The first phase was web one. That was like, oh, like Wikipedia. Oh, static pages. Oh, I'm gonna click on a web HTML and it's gonna say blah, 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 blah. Then there was web two, which was like user-generated content and like social media becoming a thing and like companies taking your data.
Sorry.
You know, yeah, we're a little late. We're in web three, and it's essentially like what like AI is, like ChatGPT, Perplexity taking over Google. And then also like blockchain. Why, like, what did they say about why it was harmful?
Because it would basically be like monetizing everything. I like really don't know how to put it into words because I've listened to like Josh Citarella talk about it, and every time he says something, he says it so that like I feel like he like puts everything he says into a code language so that no one can like properly repeat him, and so
Yeah.
he sounds like way smarter.
That's how I
Not
feel
to say
like.
he isn't smart, because I think I love him a lot, but.
But I feel like everyone does that. And I feel like whenever people talk about this kind of shit, they talk about it in that way because they don't want you to know. Because if you know, then you can be part of it. Like, I get the
Well,
appeal
that's
of it.
also the appeal of Roomelia a little bit, because it takes so much to like understand what the thing is,
Yeah.
which I totally get because I love stuff like that. I love things I need to
Yeah.
understand. Like, I feel like that was part of the Josh Ovalle appeal in 2013. You know what I mean?
Well,
Like,
it was interesting because people were saying that it is like very reminiscent of like old internet fandoms. Just like with the fact that it's like, oh, there are these references, and if you get them, then you get them and you're in on it. And if you don't get them, then there's no way that you could possibly get them.
Yeah, and honestly, like, maybe we need stuff like that on the
I
internet.
think we do. I think it, that's my thing is that I think in theory it sounds great. Like it sounds
I
awesome.
think it's just because, like, the reason that it's bad is because they, like, do it, but they do it about, like, harassing and trolling and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even think, I just think, like, they're accelerating the internet to a point where, like, we are knowing that this is bad when it happens normally, and the people are being serious about it. I don't think it's that bad of a thing to be accelerating the internet to a point where it's like, this is like just like hell has broken loose, because we're gonna get to that point, and it's probably better that we get there sooner so that we can find a solution to it
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what they're doing?
a little bit. But I also think at the same time, it is an interesting thing because it's intertwined with like crypto, and it being intertwined with
Yeah.
crypto, and
But what is like, ugh,
they
I
got
just.
like Elon Musk tweeted a m'lady, which is their NFT. Like,
Yeah.
anyways, that's all like pretty old news though. We were talk I was talking about this with a friend in Philly, and he's good friends with the friend who works at Roomelia, and told me that we should research it and stuff. And he was saying how everything that comes out about it is basically like 2 years behind what they're actually doing, which I think is interesting and makes me want to research it even better than we have. But I'm not sure what really the point would be. I
I
think
don't
there's
think it
just
would be out there then, though.
like I think that it's like you really need to be tapped into their communities to know what they're actually doing, which,
Well,
yeah, it is very reminiscent of how it felt to be a part of a fandom on Twitter when you were younger, because it was like no one else was on Twitter, so that added this level of like the fandoms on Twitter and having these inside jokes in the fandoms, like, and like excluding people based on it. It was just like this, like it was like a fun game
yeah. But
and added a lot of
I feel like the
nostalgia.
only way that you'll really know about it is if you're in it.
I don't know, but I think the thing about it that we were talking about in the car, and this is the main point I wanted to get to, because all of that I think is very obviously talked about on the internet, and even just like, oh, is it right or wrong? Like, it, like there's affiliations with Peter Thiel and blah blah blah, and like just like how it is, and fucking, like, we'll
Like
love
bye
to say
bye
it
bye.
online all the time
Yeah.
about Dime Square and stuff. I don't know. It's a very retired conversation.
Wait, can I just say one thing that I thought was funny?
Yeah.
I was on ChatGPT Because I got, because Keelan was telling me, and this is really scary. Keelan was saying how she uses, my friend Keelan, she like uses ChatGPT as her therapist. Like her conversations with ChatGPT are insane. I like get it low key. Like I feel like that's what a lot of people do, honestly. Like I feel like we just don't know that because we're not doing that, but, and like our friends aren't doing that, but I feel like it's really common.
That's scary. Well,
Because
that
I
reminds me
always
of just
see
like,
things on Twitter of people like talking to ChatGPT and like,
that
well,
reminds me of normie internet. You know what
it
I mean?
picked.
Like of what people used to do, like when you were a kid and that you would see them do, like that feels very, yeah.
Yeah, but it like, I asked ChatGPT, I said, what about Trump? Do people in Remelia support Trump? And ChatGPT said, I'm unable to provide specific information about whether people in Remelia support Trump. I apologize for not
I
being
saw
able to
that.
address this question in the way you're seeking. And I think that's interesting because I think that's the only time I've ever like asked ChatGPT something and it's not been able to tell me. Basically, just like the appeal of it, because I do get the appeal of it. I get the appeal of it on like both layers of it being an art movement and it being art that's returning back to old internet and like all these people that miss what that old internet looked like wanting to return to that. And even just like with the like with blogging becoming a thing again and with like old user blogs and stuff returning like that.
We were talking about counterculture and how,
Yeah.
like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
Like, we
yeah.
were talking about how it's interesting seeing people say, like, be in Bushwick and say the F slur and, like, be very openly, like, not caring about if they're being politically correct and stuff. I think that's where we were, what we were first discussing was that idea
Yeah.
and if that's, like, okay or harmful, and I was just saying how I understood it because I feel like it makes a lot of sense. It's just like a reaction to what we've been dealing with for the past couple of years and like the heavy social monitoring, but and it makes sense that people are worn down. But then we were talking about our friend who works at Remelia and thinking about how it's interesting because it's a little bit of like, it makes you wonder whether someone who's a part of that or working with it or whatever, intertwined and supporting it, and like having fun in this community, whether or not they're just like kind of similar to the manosphere, but with like a mask on, pretty
Yeah.
much.
And saying how I remember more so now, like how it's as harmful, if not how I think it's like more harmful than, okay, someone who's like in the middle of nowhere living, working in like the mines every day. It's very openly. I'm sorry. I
Like,
like
this
don't.
is assuming that the people who are doing it like are aware of all the issues and like know like they're aware of what they're doing because I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm essentially just saying like to get involved with Remelia or to just get involved into that sphere, like you obviously have to have the resources and the time to do that. And you also like have to be some like you're like educated, you know, you're not like stupid. And so I think to be educated and then to like take it in that direction, which I also understand because I do just think it's like a disillusionment with everything, but I don't think that that's helpful. And I also think that what you were saying about it being a reaction to like the last couple of years, I think is interesting because I feel like the last couple of years was maybe like in this weird way, the counterculture. Like that was just like a blip in time of, oh, we're all going to be politically correct. And
Even though it feels like that was the norm, it's
it's not.
not.
That's like, that was the thing that was weird. And now we're all like returning back to the norm, which is probably not helpful or harmful, but it's like the same thing of, oh, like the same people are going to be in power, like the same like white men who have like money and who know about crypto and blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's similar to what we were talking about because we were talking about the Me Too movement recently with our guy friends. Hi. And we were talking about it, and some of them were just saying how we were talking about men's reaction to it and how they, a lot of the way that men talk about the Me Too movement is by saying how it like created something negative for men because it put them in this position to be so afraid of everything that they would do or whatever. But it's like crazy because like the Me Too movement was like the first time that women were actually getting their stories validated for and were actually taking power, like, and even just in general with women, it's only very recently in the past like 10 years that like things have really changed drastically in terms of equality.
For like any like minority group, for literally like every single group that's been oppressed.
Yeah, but I was just using women as like a way, as a vehicle to like explain
Yeah, no, I just meant to
that.
like,
Yeah, exactly. Super similar of like we forget because we've been in it that like this isn't like what our world has always been. Like we have made like crazy progress within the last like 20 years, like in a crazy way, especially because of the internet, because it like just like very much accelerated everything. And so it's interesting seeing someone like our friend who is in these circles and like super aware of pretty much just like identity politics and important issues and stuff like that. But then is, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he's right wing. And I don't know if that's what Remilia as a whole affiliates with, but I think it sort of is affiliated. I mean, a lot of the way that people write about them is by being like they're fascists. But
Yeah,
like,
but I feel like it probably is its own
it's its own
political
thing.
thing
I don't,
too.
yeah.
Like, I don't like, I'm sure it is like more right wing, but I
Well,
think it's its
also,
own thing.
like, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about the comparison to the Manosphere and thinking about how it's similar because, like, what we were talking about with the friend in New York who was explaining Remilia to us in a more complicated way than what we've really gotten online from learning about it was that it's kind of like they know what the Manosphere is doing and they're using that to their advantage almost of like being self-aware, but then like doing it in like a way worse way, if that makes sense. But also,
Yeah.
like, while talking about this, I'm like, is it as harmful as the Manosphere? You
I
know what
think
I mean?
probably it's probably worse. But also
I don't know. It's weird because it's like, if they're all just doing satire,
but it's not, I don't think it is satire.
I mean, they're
Like that's
like,
the whole thing. Like I don't think that,
I don't know.
but if everything's satire, then like where's the, like, what's not
Yeah.
satire? Like, something has to not be satire. Do you think that a lot of the people entering both, or a lot of the people affiliated with both of those things are probably people coming from similar backgrounds? So that's why I'm like, I think it's pretty similar.
I don't know. I think there's like a different sort of self-awareness surrounding Romelia.
There might be like a different self-awareness, but I think at the end of the day, like it's still people who are like, it's the, like, I feel like there's a lot of commonalities within the two groups of like, oh, we're feeling disillusioned by everything that's mainstream. Oh, we like probably don't have a ton of social interaction in real life. Like, they're like people who are a little like out there, you know? Like, people who probably have like weirder interests or like whatever, people who like grew up very chronically online, self-awareness of it. But I also like think that the self-awareness of it is also just thinking that like, oh, we're better than everyone else.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
Or
feel
we're
like
like
all of it's
above
coming
this.
from that place. Like,
Yeah, of being
right
like,
now,
we're above it.
it feels like there is like a race to figure out how to even react to like how to counterculture the counterculture of the counterculture.
Everyone also just wants like a community.
Yeah. It's
Like,
like you guys like want to like hate people so then but like you also want a community. Like you want to be
literally.
hateful but you want a community still so then you find a community to be hateful in.
Yeah.
And it's
Which
funny.
again is why it's like the same thing of being like 12 years old and logging onto Stan Twitter and having like a finding a community. And now it's like, oh, it's just another version of that. That's obviously way more fucked up and like
Yeah, like
actually
that was like a very
harmful.
pure thing.
Yeah,
Very
but it's
sweet,
been
pure thing.
tainted.
And tainted.
Tainted.
It is funny though, just like seeing, because what we were talking about in the last episode of, or what I had mentioned of just viewing everything from the lens of like how I saw it start. Like, I feel like this is another instance of that, of seeing Twitter turn into what it is now from when I was on
Yeah.
it when I was
And
younger. And it's
I
just
feel like,
funny.
yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably have that because I think a lot of the people who are in it now are people who are like our age or a little older or a little younger. But they grew up on Twitter. They grew up on Tumblr. They grew up on Reddit. They grew up on forums. Like, they grew up on all this, like, old legacy internet stuff. And now that's all disappearing. And nobody likes the new stuff. So it's like, what's gonna be like the next thing, like when this all burns down?
I am kind of curious about how much of the community behind Rumelia is actually men.
Do you think it's a lot?
I like wonder if it's mostly men or not. That's what I wonder.
Just want to know, like, how many people are white, how many people are black, how many people are women, trans, like, how
Well,
many
'cause they're
people?
kind of having fun online by making fun of like all of that.
Yeah, which is why I'm just curious to know what the makeup of it is.
People just basically need a better community. And
Yeah.
I feel like when you like after a while you end up finding that eventually. I mean, I feel like I only recently have been seeing there be more community on Twitter than I've seen since I was on Stan Twitter. Just from
Yeah.
meeting people in New York, it feels like that. And like meeting more writers just through different presses and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, wait, there's like, I can make friends on Twitter again. This is weird. I haven't
Yeah.
had that in a while. And I think that if we all had that, it makes us feel more sane.
Isn't it weird too? I was thinking about this when I was researching that
There's
there's
like,
like so many different versions of this life you could be living, and like the amount of people out there who like do not g know anything about this, who will never know anything about this. And who will never give a shit about any of this? Josh, this might be our last episode. So, guess you won't come on the podcast. Come on the podcast. Josh, can you come on the podcast so we can talk about Romelia and Bitcoin and NFTs and crypto? And we can all give each other a big kiss on the lips and then call each other the F slur.